This is a HeadGum Podcast.
And let's give it up for Jake and Amir!
You be in your feelings, I be in my bag, you be.
He don't want dollars,
he don't want trade.
Levitate.
All right, keep it going for Kevin Porter. Give it up for Josh Rubin and his crazy ass NASA guest. This is why you're single. And shit, Austin, Texas, finally. We're back. Thank you guys so much for coming to HeadGumapalooza, Gumstock, whatever the fuck we're calling it. There's a pretty picture of us.
Yeah. I remember when I was that young and animated.
Very clean shaven, would you say?
I was at the time. You had red hair for some reason. The same color as my shirt.
I've got a red beard.
You had a red beard.
That's kind of where it comes from.
You had a...
I am Ginger Dale. That is correct, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, wow. Okay. This is so exciting. How are you guys doing? Look at the banner, the HeadGum banner. That's pretty neat.
Everyone Instagram it and hashtag it. And, do you guys want to know my This Is Why You're Single fortune?
I'm okay. So, throwing it back. This isn't a home run at an away game. Keep the cookie.
Fuck What's the Red Sox.
What?
Nothing. It was actually about you, and it's pretty offensive.
I'd like to hear it.
It
I mean, if it's
oddly
the fortune.
Very specific, actually.
What'd it say? I could take it. I'm a man.
Well, that's the thing.
What? Let's hear it.
It called into question your sexuality.
Bullshit.
Your gender.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I'll take my dick out right now.
Do it. This is a Republican debate now.
This is what?
A Republican debate. Y'all know Trump's got a hog, right?
Grow up.
Ooh, baby. He has a very thick, short penis. I'm almost certain.
What if he had a huge dick?
I would honestly maybe then vote for him.
Really?
Because then I would be like, well, he's not all bluster.
Yeah. Why don't we make the wall this big?
Oh my God, Mr. Trump, you're coming.
Huge. That was my Hillary impression, so you shouldn't be interested. Very poor.
Okay, you guys, do you know what we do? We have a podcast. And we actually have a podcast network. So what you've seen so far have actually been podcasts. I don't want to freak anybody out, but it wasn't entirely a comedy show. It was a podcast show.
It was much nerdier than you were led to believe.
You're all losers now for having listened to it.
You guys have iTunes accounts for that. You guys have not only rated, but you've subscribed. That's right. Subscribed.
So what else? Should we...
Weird to leave a 4-star review of 5. Some people have left us a 4-star review. Do you think they just think that's the max?
I do think now's just not the time to hash this out.
I mean, like, what? You love the show, but you're not ready to commit to the 5-star as if you're paying per star?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Very good. That's what you're calling the podcast. It's very good. It's a 4 out of 5 star.
So you'd rather have a 1-star than a 4-star?
I'd rather have nothing. I'd rather have no show.
Then that's exactly what you deserve, friend.
It is a podcast show. It's an advice show. Oftentimes, Jake and I are alone in our apartment, cold, naked, afraid more than anything else.
Every time we're naked, we are also afraid.
Where did
Hard
our
to be
clothes
naked
go?
And confident.
Yeah. We're curious as to why we were naked. But sometimes it's not just us. Oh no! Sometimes we have a friend. A friend! A friend in need, a friend indeed. And if you'll have us, please welcome to the stage our friend, Ben Schwartz.
This is the guy.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
Listen up, everybody.
No.
This is the guy.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
Ben, please.
Holy shit, man.
Who got the bigger applause, dude? Everybody wants to know.
It's not a competition.
It was Kevin Porter, dude.
Huge, dude.
From the get-go, better than all of us will ever be.
Come back out here and rap, Kevin.
We miss you, Kevin. If you're listening at home, Kevin was the MC of the show. He's doing a great job. What?
We're going to sit down yeah, any second. As soon as we make it like a normal enough transition, we're just going to sit down. And might be the time to make it a very normal transition. Here I go.
Not me, guys. Yeah, I'm going to stand up for this whole thing.
I think I'm
going to
stand.
Chair breaks.
Holy shit, you guys. We've never, ever done a full live show with a guest before. It's very exciting for us. And honestly, more so for Ben than for me.
Yeah, this is a huge moment for me.
This is big for Ben.
Huge moment.
Ben's actually probably feeling a little nervous on stage. Let's make him feel extra comfortable. Give it up for Ben.
Thank you. Thank you. I was told I could do my one-person show, so I'm going to let it rip.
Yeah, dude.
What's it like growing up as a Jew in the Bronx? I don't know. What was it like for Dory to find Nemo? Never saw the movie. Is that what it was about?
I don't know if she found it.
I'm going to do the whole thing standing up.
All right, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Right here, dude.
I love it, dude. Yes.
Let's start it. This is good for the podcast listeners. They have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, they don't know.
Stage presence. I'm standing right in front of both Jake and Amir.
For anybody listening at home, Ben is doing the full goatee pose right now for the entire audience.
I'm wearing that Borat swimsuit also.
Yeah.
Really going for it.
Would you say a gape is how you describe his asshole currently? A gape? Large enough to fit a grape?
Yep, a gape. Well,
large enough for a grape, but?
Built for a woman.
Where's your glass of whiskey, bud?
What's that?
Your glass is over there, so.
Are we all doing drinks?
I think so. If you're drinking, what is that? Arsenic?
No, it's vodka from top to bots. Vodka.
I love it, dude.
Yes, dude.
Just kidding, dude. One person is from Smirnoff.
The town or the company?
God, the town.
Yeah. Where is Smirnoff?
How's it been so far? How's the whole night been? Everybody on three, shout out the favorite sentence you've had for the whole night. Ready? One, two, three. Half the audience said yes, dude.
I love that part.
Well,
got it. Cheers, everybody. Thank you for coming to the show.
Jake, why don't you explain the rules of the podcast while I pour myself a drink?
Of course. You guys, so If I Were You is an advice podcast. And for those of you who don't know, I never ever explain the podcast. And this is very, very nerve-wracking. And we didn't discuss this backstage. But we get emails.
I'll take it from here. This is how the podcast works. Everybody sends in an email of their biggest fantasy.
And okay, I'll take it from here. That is not entirely true. So they need advice.
I'll take it from here. You ever seen the movie Up? Podcast is similar to the montage in the movie Up.
Nice, dude. I'm going to take it from here.
Take it from here, Jake.
So
you
they
got
are
it.
In
go.
A dire consequence. They need our advice. They
here
need
we go.
Our
you
help.
Ever see Amistad? Very similar to Amistad, but more Mary Poppins than Amistad.
So I'm going
to
take it from here. It is not necessarily Amistad meets Mary Poppins, though. Joseph Cinque is sort of tangentially related.
I'm
going to
take it from here. You guys ever seen a C battery? Super similar to a double A meets a C. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Meets
I'm going to take it from here. It's
from
a little
here,
less
Jakey,
that.
Yeah.
It's a little more 9 volt, but people really, really need advice from us three Jews, and they're going to...
By the way, also buy our album, Us Three Jews. Anytime you guys want to. It's out in vinyl or matzot.
If you can find the Afikoman, you have found our album.
Yes, dude. Joke didn't play so well in Texas, dude.
Raise your hand.
You're all anti-Semitic for that.
By the way, this is a terrible way to do it, but raise your hand if you're Jewish.
Get him. Get him.
A giant guy with a net up there.
That's Ben's impression of a post-Trump America.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
What?
What are we going to do?
It's about frickin' time.
God forbid.
What I have in my pocket is a phone, and on this phone are real questions from real people.
May I have a Marty?
Sure.
Marty is from HeadGum. He's walking up the stairs right now. Give it up for Marty, everybody. Wait, Marty, stop for 1 second, because I want to talk about you. Marty is incredible. He runs HeadGum. He's all that business thing. Marty, is it possible to get me a beer real quick?
Marty is also our intern. Give it up for Marty the intern.
Yes, Marty.
Wow, he had it
Thank
ready.
You very
that guy's good.
That's very kind.
How did he know?
Let's give it up for Marty. His phone number is 917.
All right. Holy shit, how do you know it?
By heart, too. Wow.
Oh my God, it's like your childhood phone number, the one phone number you do know by heart.
That's true, by the way. Do you remember? What's your childhood phone? Is it still your parents' phone number?
No, it's not. It's 818. Now I feel a little weird because someone will call.
Someone else has that
Thank
number.
You, yeah.
Because it's 555 fucker, so like I feel...
Not true.
Not true, yeah.
Explain how the podcast works, buddy, for real.
So these are emails from people seeking our advice, our guidance. We do our best to offer impart our wisdom. What do we know? Let's find out. So if you have a name of a fake guy that I can give this...
Nice, starter.
Yeah!
That was Marty who yelled that out. I make up a name.
Yeah.
Quick question before we start, dude.
Sure.
What number live performance is this for you guys?
I want to say if you had to guess.
Wait, live performance or live podcast?
Live podcast.
15.
I would guess 18.
And no guess.
Huh?
No guess. This is your first guess.
First announced guest.
First announced
Middle
guest.
Came out once
got
for
it.
Our
Copy
Montreal
that.
Show.
All right, let's do it. Let's do a question.
All right.
Here we go.
What's the fake name you got?
Kuplin, Krandis. These are all... We're going to let Ben come up with
no,
the very
I actually...
First.
By the way, this is too much pressure, and I apologize. My friend Gil is even better at making up names than I am.
Holy shit.
Gil Ozeri is up in the front. I do a show called Hot Sauce with Gil. Gil,
he's
can
he's
you
asleep.
Make up a... Gil is asleep. Can you
he's
make
asleep.
Up a fake Gil? Name, Gilad?
Why don't you come up with one?
Ideen Rogers. Ideen
that's
Rogers.
For you to say that he comes up with names better than you is very high praise.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure. But for Gil to come through with Ideen Rogers, really big up to you,
he's
man.
He's 100% asleep.
That was a snore. All right. Ideen Rogers.
Quick question before
yes,
we
sir.
Start,
oh,
dude.
Come on.
I heard there's a virginity story at the halftime break.
Yeah,
at the halftime.
That's the halftime.
Now, has anybody heard the virginity story before? And you keep
All
coming back
All these people
for more.
Were actually involved.
It happened at the last live show.
Is that true?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm super psyched. Let's get to some questions, guys.
Absolutely.
All right.
Quick question.
Sure.
We
gotta
start.
Just power through.
All right. Ideen Rogers writes, I'm a 20-year-old virgin with a really huge crush on this girl. Mind you, I've done some naughty things with women, but I haven't done the dirty deed yet.
Ooh, what does it mean? Let's wait to the end.
This girl is my dream girl. She's sexy, smokes pot. She drinks and makes out with me when we're both super drunk as long as I don't tell anyone.
2016 is fucking weird, guys. That's the perfect girl?
I might have even
Very
put
low
my...
low standards, yeah.
Yeah.
I might have even put my fingers up her moist crevice. That's okay. You guys can be fine with that.
Someone put their hand up like, praise Jesus.
Just glistening wet, that hand was. The problem is my winky. I'm just too self-conscious about it. I don't want to tell you how big it is, but since Amir is a math addict, I will throw some numbers into the mix. Take 100, divide it by 2, then take away 44 and a half, and there you have it.
What is
5 and a half?
That's
correct.
Can
you crush those? 5 and a half?
Are you really good at math, for real?
I'm good at like...
11 times 13.
Can anyone verify it's 5 and a half? I got something way different in my head.
Jake is like, this guy's got the biggest cock I've ever heard of.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
49 inches?
49 inches?
Seven
he's insecure
squared.
About it? He's got to be that secure to call it a winky.
Shit, this guy's Trump after all.
Stubby fingers.
So 5.5 inches. I'm not a shower or a grower.
Oh.
I feel like if it was way bigger, I'd be way more confident with finally losing my virginity. Have you guys ever felt self-conscious about your manhood? Is losing your virginity worth it?
Oh.
Thanks for your help. Oh, and by the way, the girl is unhappily engaged to another man. What can you say? Life is crazy like that. Love, Ideen Brodgers, was it?
Brodgers.
Ideen Brodgers. Let's go over Ideen Brodgers.
Is Ideen Brodgers in the audience?
Yeah. Show us your dick.
Oh, that would be the best. Sorry.
This guy's penis is so small that he's contemplating never having sex.
First, right off the bat, 5.5 inches is not well below average. Isn't average 5.5?
Uh-oh, Amir, something weird's about to happen.
Somebody, I feel like,
wait a second, what is the average?
3.5 is like a huge cock, right? So he's like 2 inches above a huge cock.
If you've got all the stats on like what's average, then that means you've explained your small penis many times.
Trust me, I know what you guys are thinking. It's not a problem, I guarantee it.
I will say,
we all saw the debate.
The idea of not having sex ever for that reason is insane to me. Let's have protected sex, everybody.
Let's all say that it is worth it. It's worth it to have the sex.
Yeah.
Regardless of the size
of
your
penis. But not even in a like Maxim magazine woo-woo way. It's like a fun gift.
Right. Life is kind of short, and I mean, if
so
you're not
your
fucking, then what are you doing?
Oh, Jake is having a tough week.
I'm just saying 99% of the times I felt good is when I was coming. And
let me hear two of those times. Give me two specific times.
I want to hear the 1%.
Wait, the 1% that I wasn't coming? When I was bar mitzvah, I said the prayer before the Hof Torah, and my dad looked at me and he said, "You got it, son." And I didn't come, but I was close. And that was the one time I felt good when I wasn't coming.
Oh, it was exactly 99 to 1.
Yeah. I've only come 99 times.
You have a certain amount of times you can come, right?
Yeah, sort of like you know, they say there's like a finite amount of heartbeats in your life.
Yeah.
What's that movie about the tree with the leaves?
I was thinking about that. I think
it's
called...
That was the 1,000 words or something.
Ooh, I think it's called Flubber.
Yes, it was called Flubber.
No.
Oh, I got it for
Eddie
real.
Murphy was in it.
With the tree.
Yeah, the tree, and he had like a certain amount of words to say, and every...
Oh, yeah.
God.
And it wasn't Flubber.
The Mask.
It was The Mask.
It wasn't.
It could have been The Mask.
No, because I said Eddie Murphy was in it, and do you remember who was in The Mask?
Norbit.
That at least was an Eddie Murphy movie.
Wait, there was a movie. It was called 1,000 Words, I think, or like 100 Words, something like that.
What was it called?
That
was not Dr. Doolittle.
1,000 Words, it is, right? It is 1,000 words, right? Great.
Was it 1,000 words?
Yeah.
Did Jay Woods get it right off the bat? Okay, fine. Easy
said
does
it right.
What? Really?
You didn't say anything.
I really want to hear the playback on this podcast.
It'll take a couple minutes, but we should do it.
I'd love to talk to this character for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Where are you from?
Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland?
Yeah.
What's your job? What do you do? Guys,
I work for Cleveland.
While you're doing this...
Jake, give me 1 second. I'm so sorry, buddy. So you work for the city of Cleveland?
No, Grover Cleveland.
Oh, you work for the president, Grover
He's
Cleveland?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Well, maybe his estate?
There's a guy with a very small penis that needs our advice, and you guys are ignoring him.
Or
a very average penis. I don't want to offend
anybody. Yeah, he doesn't have a 3-inch dick. He's got a 5.5-inch dick. And even if he did have a 3-inch dick, he's basically asking, is sex worth it? I don't think sex is determined by the length your semen has to flow.
That's cool.
Do not you're concentrating the orgasm within a smaller shaft.
Honestly, like having a small penis might feel really nice because it's so surrounded.
I think we're getting off topic.
Okay, what do you mean this is exactly on topic?
Okay.
Also,
instantly fine with it.
Yep.
You're right. Sorry.
Sure.
I was thinking about Norbit.
Arguing about it makes it last longer, so I'm going to throw it.
We have to see a picture of this guy's dick to know what he's working with girth-wise.
Bring it up on the screen. Kevin,
here
pop it on the screen. It's just that Manamana video.
Manamana.
First of all, let's also be... This woman has moved on and gotten married and stuff like that. That's probably hard for him, so let's
Well, she hasn't even moved on. She was moved on before they even started fingering each other or whatever they're...
Crevice, a warm crevice, he said.
I mean, just say third base or something.
Oh, what would your advice be for this gentleman?
Sex is worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if you have an average penis, I don't know, what does he think? What does he want? He wants only guys with huge dicks to have sex? That's not how it works.
Why are you
Sorry,
yelling at me?
There's a hand raised back there.
You wrote this.
Oh. Can I pause for a second? Because Dave Rosenberg is clearly raising his hand.
Yes, Rose.
Wait, this is not... First of all, what is that? You can't raise your... Why are you answering? Why are you calling? This is
honestly
insane.
I really want to hear Dave weigh in. You guys, if you don't know, Dave is my good friend from high school. Dave. All right, Dave just said, I don't have a microphone, but I have a very unsmall cock. Is that what you said?
If I knew what this podcast was going to be, I absolutely would not have done it.
We haven't even gotten
Rosenberg
started.
Rosenberg yelling about his very unsmall cock.
Wait. Let's hear him out. But watch yourself.
All right, finish it strong.
All right, so right off the bat, you don't know where the clit is on a vagina. And
wait, you should say what he said for the people listening at home.
So for the people listening at home,
and
Dave
feel free
said,
to make it up.
If you're, well, I honestly don't think I could make up something dumber than what he said. Dave said if you have a smaller cock, you can hit the clit and the G-spot. And from my understanding, and you know, I don't have a vagina, so I might be wrong, but the clit is on the outside of the vagina. So
He's raising his hand, and I'm going to beg you not to call on him.
You don't have to
I'm
call on him.
I'm going to beg you to move on.
You do not have to call on him, Jake.
David, go ahead.
Oh, huge mistake.
He called on him.
Huge mistake.
The clit can be hit from behind, said the human cactus.
His hands are always raised. Now, honest, this really is like the Republican debates because, is that a fact? I don't think it is. I don't have the science at hand.
What? First, he said, you know what he did? He's such a master debater that he just said something unrelated to what he said so that we wouldn't talk about his original thing. Like, that has nothing to say with anything. The clit could be hit from behind. Now we're not talking about
I don't know, man. I'm
thing.
With Dave because he's sort of what? Anti-establishment.
What the fuck is happening? He's raising his hand again.
Tell this gentleman, not Dave, tell the person, what's his name? Irene? What's her name?
Ideen?
What is it, Gil? Ideen Rogers.
Gil is looking like he's stopping a wedding ceremony with Ideen Rogers.
Gilly, think of one more name. Think of the stupidest name you can. Go.
Dave Coates.
Dave Coates. One more for the fans.
I think I'm through the looking glass. I get it now. I know what it is. It's forward name
one
now.
One more,
no,
baby.
I know
give
him
one
be.
More.
I didn't hear the end. Boris Yeltsin what?
I don't hear the last part.
Boris Yeltsin hyphen. Yeltsin Mandela. Boris Yeltsin and Nelson Mandela had a son and named the son Boris. We have to stop.
Yes!
We have to stop calling on people.
Oh, my God. Oh, Dave's got his hand up.
No, he doesn't. I feel bad. Tell this gentleman that he should have self-esteem in himself and that he should be able to have sex and enjoy his life, and that's not something that should get in the way.
And
make sure
he
has sex with the right people.
I agree. Yeah, that's the caveat, that you should stop having sex with someone who's married. But well, he hasn't yet. So you're still good, and... As you pursue sex, do it with somebody who's not married because then that'll be, you know, more better.
More
First
better.
Question.
I trailed off at the end, but I started real strong on that.
What else do you guys want to talk about?
God. So
you guys
much.
Have any questions for Jake and Amir? Yeah.
Flat. How do you feel about flat?
Oh, thank you very much. We're very, very pro-plaid. I'm happy you guys asked that question. But by the way, only if you can throw a gray undershirt underneath. Oh, blue. I'm wearing blue. I apologize.
Ow. He's ow.
Oh.
Any other
God,
questions
yeah,
for Jake
so
and Amir?
Thin. I can pierce. Oh, look at that.
Can I suck your dick after the show?
This is a big moment where you could turn a bit into a legend.
Some people wait a
lifetime. By the way, this is truly
for a moment like this.
This is truly.
Some
do you want to be remembered
forever,
or do you want to be forgotten?
For that one special kiss, I can't believe it's happening to me.
Hey man,
some people wait a lifetime for a moment. Like this.
What do you say you suck my dick right now?
Oh my God! No,
no, no, no, no, no.
Listen up, everybody.
But Dave's got that untiny cock.
Whoa. Let's stop for a second. You said that while standing, and the gentleman got up to do it, and you quickly sat down and changed the subject.
Yeah.
I didn't actually want to get a blowjob in front of everybody. I would be a little too nervous.
So after the show is fine.
I am a grower and a shower, so... Don't worry about that. I guarantee it.
Yeah, he said it's not a shower or a grower, which means it's small, flaccid, and shrinks hard.
Always.
No, it's just always the same. It's just always the same amount of inches, always.
Yeah, so it'll just be flaccid or hard, but there's no blood rushing to it.
Girth. It is what it
Honestly,
is.
Honestly, what if this is a crackpot theory, but what if you just ate more food that improved your blood circulation? Because, like, isn't the penis just all about, like, getting
God,
blood
God, this
to
podcast is all over the place.
I'm just saying. I just feel like it's a possibility.
Incorrect.
Is that the NASA scientist who called me incorrect? Because I'll believe him, but not you.
I think there's
a chance.
All right, well, another 16-year-old dude. Who should we... What do you think?
Gilad, another 16-year-old gentleman. What do you got, name-wise?
John?
Is it Cube or
that,
Q?
No, John Q. Wasn't that a Denzel Washington movie?
John Q? John Q.
John Q. That was the thing about the heart transplant.
He didn't see it.
Oh, you Gil just made that up it. Randomly? You had no idea it was real?
He knows the movie.
It was parallel thinking.
Do you want one more shot at it? Because you by mistake did a movie title?
Yeah,
all
he
right,
wants
go.
Another shot.
Go.
Mom, Bob?
Bob, Bob?
Mom Bob or Bob
Don't
Bob?
Don't put your thumb up like you nailed it. No, you just said the name. You said the same name twice. I'm going to give you one more shot. Galad, I'm going to give you one more shot.
He's sliding down. He looks like the end of Terminator 2. You are sliding down. Thumbs up. You're turning into
he's
different
people.
He's
just ahead. Someone Snapchat that Gil is just ahead. Gil, one more shot. It can't be a movie title and it can't be the same name twice. You got it. All right, go.
No. Oh, that is true. That's not... Ellen DeGeneres is not a movie
title. It did fit the criteria.
All right, what did Ellen DeGeneres have to say?
Do you want to read this one, Ben, or should I read it?
Read it, sure.
Ben.
Thanks, guys.
Ben. 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 Ben.
Ben.
Hey, guys. I'm a 16-year-old guy.
Okay. Yeah!
Jake, Ben.
Guy's not ready to give up on you.
But can I ask for you to do it as if you're delivering like a big Shakespeare monologue?
That's a cool idea, sure.
All right, go. Really attack it. I know you're directing a lot now, but really attack it.
Yeah, more behind the camera, but I'll try. Hey, guys.
It's perfect so far.
I'm a 16-year-old guy, and I jerk off quite a bit. Like a lot. Sometimes multiple times a day. And I've been doing so since I was about 10. A little early.
10? What grade is 10?
Four?
Fourth? Fifth?
Good God, man. When he was in fourth grade, his penis was the size of the guy in the last question. But here's the thing. I hardly ever use lube, mainly because I don't have access to it, and I'm too scared to just go out and buy the shit. I know you can use household things as a substitute, but I can never be bothered. So this means I do it dry with just one hand. Of course.
We'll do it dry.
We'll do it dry.
Remember Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, we'll do it live.
Let's get back to Jay.
Okay. Yeah, sure, of course.
And I've been doing it this way. Excuse me. And I've been doing it this way for a long time. So recently I was home alone and I thought it would be a
good idea to give this whole lube thing a try. So I got some lotion and I did my thing. Cool. I quickly realized that nothing was going on down there. I was hard and all, but I wasn't getting anywhere. I ended up having to just give up and do it dry.
Hello, Riley.
Yeah, I got a joke.
I was a bit worried, so I did some research, and apparently dry masturbation can cause your dick to become desensitized due to damaging nerves because of being rough with no lube.
Oh, I have a series of questions.
We're not done.
Related to this?
No, I want to see Zootopia. And like, is it good? We were thinking about going to like 10 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah. Who wants to go to Zootopia at 10 a.m. tomorrow?
It's a really nice idea. This guy does have a really dry penis, though, and he needs us. I now enter
I'll see 10 Cloverfield Lane instead. Who wants to see that instead?
Excuse me? I now enter full-on panic mode. Have I permanently fucked my dick up? I'm still a virgin, I know. But when the time comes, I'm quite frightened I won't be able to come. Now the nerves do repair themselves, so my plan is to try and not wank for as long as possible and see what happens. But I'm only a day into it, and I'm already feeling the urge. I could really do with some help, guys. Did this ever happen to you? Do you guys go dry when you were younger? Do I have anything to worry about since a pussy feels like my hand? Am I underreacting? Am I underreacting? Yes. Thanks for taking the time to read my question. Sorry about the long email. Ha ha.
What's his name? What was his name, Gil?
Ellen DeGeneres. DeGeneres. Let's give it up for Ellen DeGeneres. I don't think he's overreacting. I think it's over for him. I think he's done. He'll never have sex.
No, he's going to be fine. Why do I have to be the only positive person on this fucking team?
I honestly am a little bit worried about the nerve damage. I didn't ever do it dry.
Yeah.
I think that he thinks that he can't...
Well, can I ask this question?
Sure. Did you have a question when you asked if you could ask the question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, who's the lead voice of the fox in Zootopia?
I don't know.
No, there is an actor that once came up to me and said, it's so weird to do a jerk-off scene. And I go,
who was it? What was the actor? Was
I'm not going to say.
It was Dev Patel.
I'm not,
holy shit!
Oh my god, was it Dev? Was it the Slumdog Millionaire?
Him, Jai Ho!
I've never met Dev Patel. But I said, why? And he goes, because you have to like show everybody how you jerk off personally. Like, it's like you're showing the
that
world.
That is an interesting
and
thing.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
My worry is that this gentleman who jerks off very aggressively and weird. Yeah. To the point of damaging his...
That's the thing, because nobody ever teaches you how to jerk off. We're all sort of doing it alone.
It's very interesting,
and
right?
We actually found out recently that you jerk off... Wait, like, let's just...
Amir jerks off like this.
For those of you who can't see because you're at home listening, Ben is sucking his own dick. It's incredible.
It was pretty incredible.
Honestly, yeah.
I've had this conversation within the last 6 months. We all three of us jerk off differently.
That's not true. I've seen you jerk off. I jerk off very similar.
You put on my glasses.
I like make sure to like.
Yeah.
You know, like when someone does an impression, like when Daniel Day-Lewis does an impression of Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh, jerking off.
I watch you jerk off and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it just like daddy does.
Yeah. Yeah. You call it getting into character.
I call it getting into character. Yeah. I wonder if we
but I
three...
think it's like eating.
Oh wait, can I ask Gil how he jerks off?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love that.
Gil, how do you jerk off?
He said very carefully. Very carefully.
Take me through step 1 through 3. All
wait,
I want is 1 through 3.
We should have him. I'm afraid we can't hear him. But all right, I'll try to repeat it.
All
on
right,
the
repeat
microphone.
What he says.
Well, no,
go.
Just have him come to this mic.
Do you want to come to the mic a lot?
Gil. Gil is walking so slowly. Gil.
Ladies and gentlemen, straight from Israel, standing 3'5", Gilad Ozeri.
What was the question?
How do you, steps 1 through 3,
you're not on
how
stage.
You jerk off?
Very,
you can't see
very, very carefully.
Okay, take me through step 1.
Step 1, I don't take a hammer to my cock.
Okay.
Your cat, they shut off your mic.
Step, it's back.
Yeah.
Step 2, I wax it up. And step 3, I make myself come.
Wait,
didn't you say there were 5 steps?
What? No, that's three, right?
So what are four and five? You made yourself come. What's four and five?
There are five steps?
Yes.
Four is clean up.
Five?
I come again.
You guys just witnessed the last 3 seconds of Gil's one-man show called Come Again. He's doing an entire 48-week run here at the North Door. Tickets
Gilly
are still available.
Gil will be here tomorrow for HeadGum stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Gil's part of Gabrus's. That's a really good segue.
I know. I'm trying to honestly, help you guys out. Yeah. You're terrible at
we
selling
are, yeah, we're really bad at
that. Hey, Marty, can I get a backpack to show everybody what the backpack looks like?
Yeah, let's get a backpack. Tomorrow, we're having more HeadGum shows at 3 p.m. Gabrus's High and Mighty with special guest Gil Azari. Black Men Can't Jump also here in the house. She Didn't Text Back. We'll also be here. And then we have a show at 7 p.m. where Twinnovation will be opening up for Jake and I again. Tickets are still available for the 3 p.m. show. If you didn't get tickets for the 7 p.m. show, like we said, buy tickets for the 3 p.m. show and don't leave. This is...
Look at this backpack.
Look at this backpack. We're just starting to sell shit.
Turned into an accidental commercial and that was not the intention.
This backpack is for sale along with
Christ,
t-shirts.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
All right, put it down. I made a huge mistake.
Where were we talking about with this guy?
Oh, we're talking about sex. Okay,
doing
so
it dry.
No, it was jerking off and doing it dry. And
what percentage of the time would you say you did it dry between the ages of 16
well,
and 18?
Well, ask the audience how many people do it dry.
Who here does it dry?
Yeah, so
you're all
like
sick.
Split.
You still do it dry?
This guy looked at his girlfriend ashamed and was like, is this cool? That's
hands
cool,
going
right?
Up.
I would really like to... Can I ask, who does it dry? You do it dry? What's... why do you do it dry? Your answer is why not? Because lubrication feels good on your...
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah, I also do it dry.
What?
What about? Is there an equivalent for women? Is there...
Hopefully they're always a little bit moist.
Yeah, I guess.
You really do it dry?
I do it dry. It's just a laziness/convenience thing. I'm fine getting off without the lubrication.
I can't fathom.
Can I ask a question? Because the gentleman in the email said, also I know people use household items.
Yeah, what was
so
that?
So how do you MacGyver your way through that?
That's easy. As somebody who took a lot of time and care to jerk off throughout their younger years and also into adulthood, hand lotion, obvious. You can use sunscreen. You can use conditioner. You don't want to use shampoo because that'll sting just a little bit. But if you don't have conditioner in your house, then what are you doing?
Weird commercial for conditioner. Really weird commercial
that
for conditioner.
That would be kind of cool. Like,
it's the weirdest
it makes
plus
your
commercial.
Hair really nice and soft, and also you could jerk off with it in a pinch.
I don't like talking about this stuff with you guys.
All right. Sure. Why don't we take a break for those of you listening at home? We'll stick around for these people, but we'll be right back after these. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness?
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's fitness nah.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% Ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting late. I fear we have time for one more question. Do you have time for one more answer?
Uno más pregunta, por favor.
Can we get a name?
Are you guys okay with one more answer? Do you guys have work in the morning? Is this a lady or a boy? I can't quite remember.
I don't know, but Gil's going to nail it either way.
Yeah, dude.
Wow, you're always on Snapchat.
Yeah, guys, follow me on Snapchat.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
Guys, follow me on Snapchat.
Buy a backpack.
Guys, I have been documenting me and Gil all over Austin today on Snapchat. I just started. It's Rejected Joke Zero if you guys are bored and want to watch.
Follow me at Dave Rosie.
Follow Amir at Donald Trump.
Do you think he snaps?
I feel like he snaps.
That'd be nice.
All right, we need...
It's probably easy with his nimble tiny fingers.
I'm going to build a wall.
This is a 24-year-old dude.
Gilad, a 24-year-old dude's name, please.
This guy's name is Marcus Mom.
This guy's name is what?
Marcus Mom.
Marcus Mom. Right. I'm a 24-year-old dude who lives with his 23-year-old GF in a house built on a hill. The back deck of our house looks down on the backyards of the houses below us. In December, a couple and their kid moved into one of the homes we look down on. Even though she's a mom, this chick is a smoke show. She's probably mid to late 20s, bleach blonde hair, tight body, nice tits. I've been coveting her since she moved in. Last weekend, I'm having a bowl of Chex on the back deck. It's nice out.
Last weekend, it sounds like some like Andrew Dice Clay, but...
Yeah.
Last weekend, I'm having a bowl of Chex on the backyard.
Hey,
sweet little number, this 26-year-old Google Gaga walks by.
And lo and behold, my hot neighbor comes out in nothing but a bikini and lays in the sun. I'm in heaven, right? Chex, hot chick, sunbathing, everything.
This is a great writer. Whoever this is a great writer. I'm interested.
It's
I'm in
JD
it.
It's JD Salinger.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you serious, dude?
I think it's JD.
Oh, God.
It's about 5 minutes of pretty obvious leering. I even moved a bird feeder to see her better. But no one's around, so who cares? Well, it turns out someone is around. Suddenly, a guy's voice shouts out, "Hey, man, can I help you with something?" I'm looking around frantically to see who it is, and the guy shouts, "Upstairs window, you need something?" It's the lady's husband. He's been upstairs watching his wife from their bedroom upstairs. I'm totally caught, and I can't think of anything else to shout back. Nah, I'm good. Just eating Chex, dude. He goes, right, and proceeds to continue staring at me. His wife is looking at me with a cross between disgust, fear, and outrage. She also puts a towel on. I pretend to finish the Chex for another minute, then quickly go back inside. So awkward, but at least it's over, right? Wrong. My girlfriend teaches kindergarten, told me tonight that she's getting a new kid Monday. We don't live in a big town. This has to be their kid. At some point, they're going to discuss where they live and realize we're neighbors. They'll figure out who I am. What should I do? I'm not a pervert, but I def got caught checking this chick out. Should I apologize? Tell my girlfriend before they can? Would they even say anything? Did I really even do anything bad?
Holy shit, you are committing to this, Amir.
I know my girlfriend would be fucking pissed, but come on, right? P.S. Has Jake ever watched any Jordan Capri vids? She's pretty much the toast of my porn town. Love, Marcus Mom. Let's give it up for Marcus Mom.
This guy's whole angle of not being a pervert, and then he signs it asking if I've ever watched Jordan Capri videos.
Have you?
Yeah, she is really hot, actually. Sort of an old Lightspeed University thing. Who knows what I'm talking about?
Nobody. Lightspeed University?
Only like 4 or 5 people who aren't ashamed, and then like probably 10 to 15 more
Wait,
who
are. Wait, take me through what it is?
It was an old porn website.
Lightspeed?
Like Lightspeed University. It was pre...
That's where you went to school, right?
I fucking wish. Jordan Capri. Wow.
Didn't she have like that little tight butthole that you had to pierce with a thin white yellow
What is
straw?
Going on today? Why do you pick all questions that are weird?
And I'm the pervert. He's talking about piercing someone's asshole with a straw.
That was a Capri Sun joke.
Oh, I see.
Who was already there? Some people were... All right.
And sometimes you had to have the lunch aide do it for you.
Yeah.
I got you.
The lunch aide? That was a homeless vagrant that stole your sandwiches. There's no lunch aide.
Did you guys have hot lunch and cold lunch cooler. Coming up or no?
What?
Hot lunch, cold lunch? Is that a thing or that was only a New York thing?
Yeah, I was all cold lunch.
Hot lunch.
Cold lunch is bringing your own.
Huh?
Cold lunch is bringing your own
lunch. No, they had them for where I was from in the North Bronx. We had both.
Really?
Yep.
What does that mean, hot lunch? It sounds like a boring game show. What's hot lunch, cold lunch?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hot Lunch, Cold Lunch. Put both hands into this bowl of macaroni.
Yeah, hot lunch.
Hot lunch, okay. Now put both hands into this peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Cold lunch?
Yeah. Incorrect. I toasted the bread.
Lightning round!
Lightning round! Jordan Capri, come down for Lightning Round University! Put both hands into Jordan Capri, cold lunch or hot lunch?
Would you confess to your girlfriend that you did that?
Say it again?
Would you confess to your girlfriend that you did that?
That someone watched?
Would you be like, someone thought I saw that, or would you not mention anything?
This is funny because he literally broke a commandment.
What is it?
Thou shalt not cover
your neighbor's wife.
Oh, I thought you were talking about respecting your mother and father.
No.
Leering at a
right
woman
to
like
bear
that.
Arms.
No, that's an amendment. That's,
sure, I don't know.
There's
I'm not
a
one
difference.
Of those. I've only seen Hamilton twice.
Ted
I don't know exactly
Cruz.
What they
it
are.
It actually is. It's a you can regulate that shit. That's the fucking Second Amendment. Texas, what up? Thank you. What a scary, scary joke to make.
All right, let's just say, if I were you, what would you do? You got caught staring at a neighbor's wife. Their kid probably goes to your girlfriend's kindergarten.
There's a lot of probablys here, by the way.
Yeah, the chances are very, very low that this comes back to you.
But did he do something wrong? He was looking at his neighbor for too
Moving
long,
Moving the
correct?
Bird feeder feels a little egregious.
Yeah, just look through the feeder.
Yeah.
There's a little window in the back if you did something right.
And this entire thing felt like a Chex commercial, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of Chex references.
I nah, like dude, Chex. Just eating some Chex. Oh. Are they tasty, man? Yeah, I like Chex a lot.
I'm looking at this girl, but I'm so distracted by the bold and spicy flavor of Chex.
Eating Chex mix with almond milk
for
cereal?
So I thought to myself, why not wait 5 minutes to savor the last couple of Chex before I leave? Long story short, fucking Chex, baby.
Hey, nice cereal, dude. You can fuck my wife. Da-na-da-da-da-da.
What?
Huh? I figured that would be the jingle.
No, it wouldn't be like an old-timey comedian out.
Wouldn't?
Wah-nap, 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 wah-nap.
Yeah, that's what I was having at the end of the
check. Who has a bird feeder? Do you guys have a bird feeder?
No.
Yeah, this whole thing is very, very suburban. He has a bird feeder and a backyard.
A wife and a hot neighbor.
When he's 24. Oh, no, wait. He doesn't have a wife, does he? He has a girlfriend. She's 23. He's 24. The other wife is 20-something with a small child. Anyway,
you get caught. Do you say anything? You just forget this ever happened.
As long as he wasn't, like, actively masturbating, I feel like he... He still
show
has
us how
plausible...
you masturbate. Everybody wants to see it. Just show us how you masturbate.
Oh.
Like you're turning two turntables.
Yeah, and a microphone. Yeah.
He's got two plausible deniability.
What?
Plausible deniability.
What does that mean?
I don't entirely know. But doesn't it sound legal?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Sure.
Everything sounds legal.
Plausible deniability?
Okay.
Okay. I plead the fifth.
Meaning?
I plead for your wife to... drink a fifth and...
No, Jake, what is happening?
Honestly, I had like two glasses of whiskey and now I will have sex with Dave.
Dave. Probably going to take him from behind as we've learned from the conversation.
What would you do? Would you tell your girlfriend you got caught staring?
So the situation is I'm living with somebody and I saw somebody...
You were staring at a lady's neighbor's wife.
Maybe, yeah. I'm very truthful, though. I tell anybody that I'm dating, I'll tell everything to.
There's no, like, white
lies. Tell them, like, while you were looking at them. You'd be like, hey...
I would. I'd be like, oh, God, look at that. Look at that girl.
So...
I'm very honest, though. I'm too honest.
To a fault?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm very, very honest. Because I never want to get in trouble for anything.
I'm personally very dishonest. I often lie, cheat, and steal.
I know. I heard how you lost your virginity.
Yeah. Hey,
whoa. That was not this part of the show, dude.
Didn't give any details. All I'll tell you is there was a half a pound of Chex Mix involved.
Bold and zesty, dude.
Bold and zesty, our BBQ.
What do you think we should do for the big finale?
Jake can freestyle over this beat.
All right. Oh, you're sitting on a tack. It's a little fast. You might want to slow it
you
down.
You want me to slow it down?
Yeah, slow it down.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because he was giggling. It got, like, scary. Oh.
Leave me in. Give me it.
That's really
good.
How is
that? Are you doing that yourself?
He has an iPhone under his hands.
Honestly, my freestyle won't be as good as your beat.
I have Reggie Watts in my hand.
Incredible.
Do you want slower?
No. Amir, I want Amir to start, me do the chorus, and then I want you to
close
it
out. And this is about the last question?
It doesn't matter what it's about. It's just about, you know, whatever you feel. How the fuck are you this good at?
Yo.
Here in Texas, eating Tex-Mex, bowl of Chex Mix. Can I have it for Christmas? I don't know what you all eat, if it's Jew or Gentile. Don't be mental. Eat what you want. Eat it from a bowl. Eat it from a cup. Eat it from your soul. Eat it from your heart. Eat it from your mind. Eat it from in front. Eat it from behind.
Can I fuck your wife, sir? I think she's so hot, sir. I want to fuck her right from behind. Even though my dick is kinda small, I think I'll hit her clit real tall. Yeah, boy, I got 5.5 inches that I'm working with. Can I fuck your chick, Kel? Can I fuck your chick, Ben? Yo.
Gil, you got one? You want to rap?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, that's our time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. Let's give it back to
give
Kevin
it up
T.
For
Porter,
Kevin
your host
Porter.
Of the most. Jump in. Give it up for if I were you. Amir Ben Schwartz.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the show, but I know what you're thinking. I want more Jake and Amir in my life. The podcast is over, and now I'm empty and alone, and alone is actually a great place to
like
start.
This. Yeah, this is good.
If you are in the mood to watch more Jake and Amir stuff, the web series is over, the podcast is over. Well, just this episode.
Sure.
But our new web series has arrived, ish, Lonely and Horny. Check out our trailer, vimeo.com/lonelyandhorny.
Great job. Nailed it. I have nothing to add.
Really?
See you next week.
Enter promo code HORNY for 15% off.
Oh, that's good too. Still got it. Later, guys.
Peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.